5 minute crypto, the Bitcoin hodler rabbit hole, saving. Do not save what is left after spending. Instead, spend what is left after saving. Warren Buffett. It's not how much you make each month that matters. It's how much you save, along with the flexibility and time outside work that you have. Francis Stone. Welcome to 5 minute crypto. This week we continue our exploration of the Bitcoin hodler experience, with our focus shifting to saving. Let's face it, much of what passes for modern life is debt-based. Houses, cars, vacations, and objects of all shapes and sizes are pulled from the future to the here and now. We happily saddle our future selves with mountains of debt to get ahead right now. In a world where cash becomes less valuable every year, taking on debt seems to make a lot of sense, particularly in the context of investments. Within an inflationary model, a house or blue-chip stock may correctly be viewed as a means of protecting your hard-earned wealth. Cash certainly will not, as its erosion is both desired by the government and implemented by central banks. Little by little, the average person ends up in a topsy-turvy world, where saving is counterproductive, while amassing mountains of debt actually safeguards your future. Of course, this precarious situation is eventually going to end up collapsing in on itself. Ray Dalio identifies this collapse as the end of a multi-decade debt cycle, which is as inevitable as it is destructive. Even properly managed, such deleveraging is painful, but in the current monetary environment, catastrophe beckons. Thankfully, many people have now discovered a far more sustainable means of wealth protection and generation: Bitcoin. By design, Bitcoin becomes increasingly scarce through time. As it is truly decentralized, there are no pigs at the trough to rewrite the rules to fill their voracious appetites. It's a level playing field for all. The supply is the supply, the issuance the issuance. It is both predictable and inviolate, making it the first true hard money. For those who choose to hodl BTC, the benefits of access to decentralized sound money are profound and diverse, from permissionless use to immutability and censorship resistance. Another boon to the hodler is a re-examination of spending and spending habits. Once you invest in BTC, you inevitably begin to compare it to other forms of money or stores of value. Fiat, of course, comes up short, but other asset classes also lose some of their shine. Holding stocks in companies with falling revenues and ever-increasing independence on the central bank printing machine certainly looks a lot less attractive over the long term. Beyond this, once a hodler begins to price everyday purchases in Bitcoin, a renewed thriftiness generally emerges. A $200 shirt to sit beside your other 10 such shirts loses its luster when viewed through the lens of its cost in BTC terms. Spending those sats on vanity purchases is a reveal for the mostly absurd activity it actually is. In short, hodling Bitcoin reawakens the dormant saver in all of us. In direct contrast to fiat, the longer you save it, the higher the likelihood you will purchase more in the future. Deferred gratification becomes the norm. We've all been taught that deflation is bad, causes the economy to contract, and as a consequence, jobs will be lost. But is that really the case? If the money I hold will buy me more in the future, how does it disadvantage me as a consumer? My labor ends up being converted into an asset that builds my wealth, but not only buying more, but by encouraging more thoughtful spending behavior, how have I been disadvantaged? Rampant deflation would certainly cause widespread economic issues, but a slow and steady price retracement relative to hard money would likely benefit almost everyone. The ancillary benefits to the environment and economic sustainability are obvious. The current worldwide rampaging and ever-inflationary economy, it's always on the march, can and will end badly. Right now, global equity prices are approaching record highs. Bankruptcy investing has become a thing. Central banks have moved on to junk bond buying sprees. And trillions of newly printed money will soon become tens of trillions. In such a world, the Bitcoin hodler cuts back, stacks sats, and builds themselves a better financial future. Is such an outcome guaranteed? Well, obviously not. But the competition is anything but fierce. Thanks for listening.